I love how the people who put together the lectionary set this gospel and these two passages from the Hebrew Scriptures from the Old Testament together. At first, they don't seem like they're connected at all, but they really are. Because we get into this notion of declarations, that God declares creation. And then right next to that, God declares, "You are my son, the beloved. With you I am well pleased." God declares lightness from darkness. And then we have in this gospel, Jesus the light and the forgiveness of sins being light versus the sins themselves. And in a way, time without Jesus, darkness. Life without Jesus, darkness. But light with Jesus, life with Jesus is light. In the beginning, there is this formless void. But in the end, there is this point where all of creation and all of time and all of salvation, all of the past, all of the future, all of everything comes together in the person of Jesus. And here he is declaring it. "You are my son." Heavens are torn asunder. The Spirit coming down like a dove, a voice that everybody hears, that Jesus hears, that John and Jesus hear, most likely that everybody hears. Mark is a little unclear about that, but Matthew makes it very clear. Everyone hears this voice. "You are my son, the beloved. With you I am well pleased." We have this wonderful juxtaposition of declarations. The declaration of goodness, declaration of recreation, declaration of forgiveness, of light, of hope, of promise, of joy, and of love. It continues on with our liturgical themes too, coming out of Advent, through Christmas, into the New Year. So at the baptism of Jesus, God is declaring with all of creation, God is declaring with you and with me and with each individual person, God is also declaring. Have you ever thought about that? That when you were created, God was making a declaration of love. When you were baptized, your parents were declaring you for Christ. Or when you chose to renew your baptism, you were declaring yourself for Christ. When Christ was baptized, God was declaring the goodness of creation once again, and the potential of all of creation being redeemed, of you and me being redeemed. John, who was declaring that he was unworthy to untie the sandals of the one who was coming after him, John was announcing forgiveness. Jesus is forgiveness. John wasn't just announcing, John was declaring forgiveness, and Jesus is forgiveness. John was declaring that someone greater, Jesus, was coming. And God declares that this is his only son. Do we hear this declaration? Not just at church on Sunday, not just in listening to my sermon, but also when we're reading the Bible, when we're praying on our own, when we're taking our walk in the woods, when we're doing our activities outside, in the tree stand, on the boat, in our fields, in our gardens, in our yards, just sitting. Do we hear this declaration? Do we hear this declaration when we're going about our daily tasks, our going to work or coming home, our typing letters, our making phone calls, our doing our household chores, doing our errands? Because these things seem to be mundane, but when we hear that they are declared by God to be good, holy actions, labors of love, then we're declaring that they're good. So much of this is about you and me having, I don't know, the right attitude. having the right perspective. What if I said that not everyone could hear the voice from heaven declaring that Jesus was his beloved son? Where I get that is from the idea that we have these scripture passages that say, let those with ears hear, let those with eyes see. But not everyone will see and not everyone will hear. Maybe you and I have stopped up our ears. Maybe we've stopped up our eyes. Maybe we've even stopped up our very hearts from hearing the declaration of God's goodness. The goodness of Jesus. The goodness of the incarnation of Jesus becoming human. The goodness of humanity. You, me, and like I said last Sunday, the rich, the poor, the peasant, the king, the noble, the mundane, the holy, the profane. God's goodness in each person. God's goodness in all of creation. That's why we have to honor the earth. We can't abuse the earth. We can't rape the earth. We can't just leave it discarded. We need to honor the earth because the honor is part of God's good creation. And the earth around us, the heavens, the stars, the mountains, the trees, all the wild creatures, the birds, all of that, declare God's goodness. If we disrespect that, if we are not good stewards of it, we are stopping the declaration. If we do not honor and respect those around us, we are stopping the declaration. Just like we might stop our ears or our eyes, we have stopped our hearts. We declare, as God declares, that the world around us is good. With John, with Jesus, with the mountains, with the trees, the birds, with their activities, with the psalmist, we are declaring, we're joining in with the chorus, that life and our actions are holy and good. So we need to give God glory. Not in a fakey way. Well, for goodness sakes, I declare. No. Or even that kind of, sappy way. Well, God bless me and blah, 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 blah. No. I mean, yes, we have to acknowledge that God has blessed us. God does bless us. But you know, you've run into those people where they're so busy talking God language, it almost seems inauthentic. Maybe they're just trying to convince themselves. Should give them a break, maybe. How can we authentically declare the glory of God? How can we authentically declare that our actions and our lives are about God's glory? Well, by following His holy way, by being gracious and grateful, by being grace-filled and giving grace, by acknowledging our blessings, and by being a blessing to others. It's a new perspective. Hey, it's also a new year. Let's make these declarations in the new year. Let's declare with our lives the goodness of God. Let's declare with our lives the light of Christ. Let's declare with our lives that around us is God's glory, and that we live, move, and have our being in this glory. I believe that that will please our God, and He will declare to us daily and at the end of our lives, "With you I am well pleased." But even not just pleasing God, this is the way we are to be, because we declare that this is the way God is. And if we declare this is the way God is, then we are having to declare that this is the way we are going to be. Tall order, but I know that with God's grace, you and I and those around us can do it. For that we pray right now. Lord God, we do desire to see your goodness all around us. And we desire that everything we do is good too. So send us your grace. Help us to see your goodness. Help us to be your goodness. Help us to live as holy people, people of the light. In this new year, give us this new perspective. Help us to always keep it in mind, not just now or for a few minutes or maybe even for a few days, but every minute of every day, till the end of the world, the end of time, the end of our lives, so that we can be gathered with you and you can say with you, my child, I am well pleased. This is our desire, Lord, for we declare you to be our God. We declare you to be a God of love, your Son to be our Redeemer, your Spirit to be with us. We declare you to be one God, our God, forever and ever. Amen. My friends, this is our aspiration. Our next song puts this aspiration to music. It's a notion of joining with all of creation and with all other people to give God glory, to declare Him to be our God. Let's join together in our next song, and let's join together in this holy way of life as we go out into God's world and make sure our lives are godly in themselves. May we each be blessed. May you each have a great week. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.